The punishment ranged from the reduction in rank to the forfeiture of salary. So, but you know, military or Iran war will tell you that you, as a platoon leader, you are responsible for what your platoon does or fails to do. So, what happened here is that the platoon leader, he was the first lieutenant. He has been reduced from first lieutenant to second lieutenant. He will be placed into a jail. He will lose two-thirds of his salary for a few months. And then, of course, he will lose 2 months of seniority. Some of the enlisted who were involved, the 4 enlisted who were involved, their punishment varies based on the gravity of the violation or the crime that they committed. And everything is just in accordance with the Uniform for Military Justice or the UCMJ. Some of them, I mean, they made false statements. Some were seen, I mean, if you look all over the internet, trying to beat people or whip, I mean, just little children, and some of them were insulting. So all of their punishment are not just the same. It depends on what the board came up with.
General, 30 days detention and reduction in rank and, say, salary, letters of reprimand. Isn't this kind of laughable? Because after all, somebody died and people got wounded.
Yes, Mr. Bolton, I will just take you back in 2003 when the U.S. troops went into Iraq, and you know about the Abu Ghraib scandal. General Kapinski was never put on firing squad. He was reduced in rank. So what happened is that we want to punish people so they send out a message. Because if we don't do, remember this is a new military. If we just allow people to get away with those violations and those crimes, the unspoken message that we will be sending to the rest of the troops is that, look, if you guys go on mission, we have our guys right now in Mali. We have been on Operation Restore Hope along the Liberian borders. And so there are multiple operations that we will be in. So in every organization, I can tell you the truth, Mr. Bolton, you will always have the bad apple. But what happens is, like, the question is, what would the organization do to punish those who will violate those that's in regulation or those who will commit the crimes?
General, can it be argued that these 5 soldiers are being made scapegoats? Because after all, they can say that they were carrying out the orders that were given by superiors.
Look, I will tell you, Mr. Bolton, I talk with the president and meet her every now and then. I talk with the defense minister, Minister Samakar. Never, ever in the wildest dream that we ever give such an order. Never, ever in my wildest dream I will ever give such an order. This is a new military. We have to be citizen soldiers. There is no way that someone from up there will give such an order for them to, let's say, shoot on armed civilians. The reality there is that in the heat of the moment, there are stuff that happens. It was not Donald Rumsfeld or President Bush at the time or General Kapinski at the time that told the U.S. military at the Abu Ghraib to do those things. The president made it unequivocally clear, including the defense minister, that those who were responsible, they should be brought to book. And there were evidence that was used against them. People testified against them. It was all over the internet. We used those photos. No one should think that it was being used as scapegoat. No, that's not it.
You mentioned earlier, General, that lots of human rights abuses took place. The shooting at West Point, is this symptomatic of the, I would say, probably indiscipline within the armed forces of Liberia, or this was just an isolated incident?
I would say this clearly, that was an isolated incident. This is not what we were trained to do. We were trained, and we are still being trained by the U.S. military. Matter of fact, we are partnering with the U.S. military to do a lot of things in Liberia, including building of the ETU for a lot of things. So we were not trained for that. That is just an isolated case. And this is why every time they carry on some violation, we punish them. Remember, there have been a lot of punishments that have been meted against those who have been violating these regulations. But what happened, we don't make our team properly. We don't go to the Washington Post or maybe the Front Page Africa and tell them, look, you know what? We have punished 2 soldiers today because of drunkenness, or we have punished 2 soldiers because of rape. We punish people regularly. Okay, like I've been said by great military leaders, we don't allow our soldiers to get more freedom than military discipline can permit. People try to politicize all the time. You know, But this is just a high-profile case, and this is why the media has picked it up. It is in every newspaper, over the news. So this is why we made this punishment public. But from the formation of the new armed forces of Liberia, there have been punishments that have been carried out for every violation that the troops carry out.